All right, 242. So final exam is going to be due Thursday, May 7th at 10:30 a.m. So that's the end of our regularly scheduled exam period, so it'll be due there. You're going to use a system call or two. I'll give them to you. You'll need to write, look it up in the man pages. You'll be able to need to write some code that uses those particular sys calls and hand that in. That's going to be your exam. So hopefully these will be small enough. It's not a huge project. I'm not looking for you to do a whole huge project. I'm looking for you to make some tweaks and do some very small, to do some coding. And you got about a little over a week to get that done. I hope to have that out tonight by 11 p.m. It will be out by tonight by 11 p.m. I haven't finished writing it up yet, but I know where I'm going off of that. So hopefully that will be out at the same time as the audio, but you don't know. Haven't graded your lab fives. The thing I would like to say on lab five, I think most people got the curl aspect of it right. You looked up in the man pages and you found example code and you got the curl. It was a struggle of dealing with the data that you got back and trying to parse that out, and that seemed, you know, overwhelming. And I think that was a part of the project that I actually liked the most, in the sense that that's the real world aspect of the project. The USGS provided the service and they gave you data back. How do you take that data and parse it into a format that you can use? And that turns out to be most of the world. Google provides you an API. How do you parse what they return back into a usable format? And maybe you use a different language, maybe you use a different library, but, you know, trying to do that is difficult. And if you're providing services for someone else to use, you need to think about how do they actually parse. See what's easy about this and what's difficult about it. And until you actually do those, and until you have to go through that experience, you don't realize, oh gosh, this is hard. And I need to be thinking about how to make this in an easy way for people to break down and parse and use. So that was the point on lab five. I thought the network grabbing, most people got that. The second part was, hey, you know, this is what systems programming actually is. It's about leveraging data that other people are providing in the systems, and then at this low level, and then converting it into a form that I can use. I think that's about it. We're about done in those terms. If you have individual questions, you can certainly ask me on Slack or send me an email. I will try to get back to y'all about them. And grading will get wrapped up over the next couple days. I'm trying to get everything through. I have a last few assignments in a lot of different classes that need to get graded, and so that's kind of where I'm at. And I hope y'all have a good summer. I look forward to seeing y'all again in the fall or in the spring of next year, whenever I get to teach you again, and seeing y'all around campus, even if you decide that you never want to take another Demacia class. I look forward to seeing y'all. I miss the fact that this was my first time teaching a lot of you, and we only had half a class to spend time together. But I wish you well. If you have internship questions, please ask me. And if you got some other questions, please ask as well. And I'll try to get back to you and keep things going. Stay healthy, stay safe, and y'all take care.